This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, it's 7 at the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented to you as a public service by Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. How about that? We are such public service-minded folks. We're here to help you understand what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's what Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk industry, is all about. So every week, the employees at Talkers do the surveys, come up with the 10 top stories of the week, and the people who have been most discussed as well, and some of them are disgusting. We discuss a lot of disgusting people. There are a couple of disgusting people, which we can discuss, Michael, if we have the opportunity to do it. Maybe we have a subset of the program called Discussing Disgusting.
Wow, you have really taken the word disgust into a whole new realm. Let's do it. At number 10, we have Taylor Swift and the NFL. That's the 10th most talked about story on talk radio this past week. At number 9, crime and homelessness. At number 8, the strikes of the UAW and the Kaiser Permanente employees. At 7, we have the economy and financial markets. We have Hunter Biden's weapons charges at number 6. At number 5, U.S. aid for Ukraine. At number 4, the U.S. migrant crisis and the idea now of a border wall, which is being supported by Biden. At number 3, 2024 presidential race. Trump's legal battles at number 2. And the big story, of course, is McCarthy ousted as Speaker. On the People Survey, we have Taylor Swift at number 10. At number 9, the GOP presidential candidates. At number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein. Hunter Biden's at 7. Letitia James and Arthur Engoron at number 6. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise at number 5. Matt Gaetz at 4. Donald Trump at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Kevin McCarthy at 1. And that is a moving picture, a snapshot of something that's in constant change.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. What happened to you? Like, suddenly turned into a digitized bunch of noise. It scared the heck out of me.
Yes, did it.
I thought maybe it was the AI version of you that you've been known to use occasionally.
Well, we have those standing by. Maybe we'll need them depending on what else happens with the fabulous world of technology that we find ourselves intertwined with. We survive at the whims of the people who run the technological world. So,
yeah, I know.
It's anyway, having
fragile.
Said...
Very fragile.
Yeah, it really is, yeah. Okay, so I know you're a football fan, so I thought we'd take a moment to have you reflect on Dick Butkus, who passed away. He's not part of the countdown. I want to get to some of the people on the list, but I thought I'd give you a moment because I figure that this is somebody that you followed as a big football fan, somebody who's a real character, interesting personality, and the thought of dying at the age of 80, kind of anathema for you and me at our present age. But you think about what some of these football players, you know, we all think that football players are rough and tough and they're strong and they'll last forever. But in fact, that tends to not be the case at all. So 80's pretty young. But I think everybody knew who this guy was, don't you think, even if you weren't a football fan?
I don't know. I don't know what people know. He's from an era that's receding over the horizon as time marches on. I remember once being very excited by the idea that I ran into him. I didn't talk to him, but I ran into him in a waiting area at an airport, which was interesting. But I guess Dick Butkus is one of the greatest Chicago Bears ever to play football.
Yeah.
And the Chicago Bears, they won their first game the other night. in over a year, I think. They've really fallen on hard times. And the people in Chicago are long-suffering, as they say, about fans who, you know, have a team that doesn't win, but they love the team and has a great history. But the Bears stand for toughness. Remember Refrigerator Perry and the 1986 Super Bowl Bears that were just monsters. And Butkus represented that image of the Chicago Bears, big, tough guys. And that's what he was. And he's one of the great players. I don't know how many people know him nowadays. I don't make those assumptions. Yeah, don't you find that to be the case?
Yeah, sometimes. I think we talk about we, because they're relative to us, and most of the people that listen to our to us on the radio, this category, if you will, this format, are folks who are more mature, 40s and 50s, and so most people would know Butkus, who I think are that age. But then we look at the universality of Taylor Swift, who is at number 10, both on the story list and the people list. Let's get to talking about her and what that's all about right after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller, those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, back on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen. The focus on Taylor Swift, you have noted, or the folks that put these lists together, Michael, that Taylor Swift and what she brings to the NFL isn't being able to play football. But she apparently can attract an audience. As a matter of fact, this is the whole Swifty thing. Heinz this week announced that they were releasing a new sauce inspired by Taylor Swift. This is the whole business of what's on the internet, on social media. We were talking about the Chicago Bears and winning. She was there with her boyfriend at the stadium, and the cameramen were just, they kept going back to her. It attracted, 4 million more women to watching the game. I'm guessing you may have watched the game because you love it. So here, Taylor Swift is eating a piece of chicken with ketchup on it, and so Heinz comes out immediately with a new sauce that on a post that has been viewed now 32 million times, announcing this new ketchup that is, I don't know whether it's called the Swifty sauce or what the heck it is, but are we crazy or what?
We're not crazy. Maybe a lot of people are. But, hey, young girls used to scream for the Beatles and years before that for Elvis Presley. What this means is that Taylor Swift is the next big thing that we always talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to follow the Beatles or what's the new Elvis Presley? Finally, it's becoming apparent that this woman is the top figure in show business today, and certainly at the top of the music industry on a level we have not seen in decades. And she is so powerful and so popular that her presence in the NFL universe as the girlfriend of a football player named Travis Kelce, who's a member of the Super Bowl Kansas City Chiefs, her presence, you know, in the owner's box or wherever she's sitting has significantly affected the ratings of the last programs.
Yeah.
Sunday Night Football, which had the New York Jets against the Kansas City Chiefs, had a tremendous boost in ratings with a very unlikely demographic for football, and the NFL just loves it.
Mm.
The football player, Travis Kelce, he's a good player and a good team, but he certainly wasn't a superstar that everybody knows about. I hadn't really thought much about him. His merchandise has gone through the roof. Now, two of the areas that the NFL makes a ton of its money is television ratings and merchandise. So they'd love it if Taylor Swift would come and
go to every game.
You know, she truly is the first major National Football League cheerleader. And it's very interesting her phenomenon because. This is the first time that young teenage girls have flocked to a female rock star or music star. I don't know if the word rock star matters anymore because there's so many kinds of popular music today that don't call themselves rock. It's pop. She's a pop star. And the girls, the young women who are predominantly her audience, love her, and it says something about female empowerment and the nature of gender relations here in the first quarter of the 21st century. That's what I think. I think there's a lot of sociological stuff that can be drawn from the Taylor Swift phenomenon.
Mm. And Heinz has come up with a ketchup that's mixed with ranch dressing, because apparently the chicken she was eating in the skybox, she mixed ketchup. Somebody watching this that closely, she mixed ketchup with ranch dressing on her chicken. So immediately this week, Heinz comes out with a new ketchup that's mixed with ranch dressing. It's just incredible. And they're, you know, I suppose it's pretty smart to do this because among all the other things, the Swifties will go out and buy the stuff. There's only supposed to be 100 bottles of this that's been released this week. But who the heck, you know, what the heck?
Well, I mean, this is funny. Look at how people attach value to things that have no real utilitarian function based upon, you know, when the Beatles first broke in the United States and they came to New York during the first wave of Beatlemania, the hotel where they were sleeping grabbed all the sheets that they slept on, and some entrepreneurs cut them up into little pieces, and they were selling them to the fans. And, you know, Ringo slept on this sheet.
Right.
And, you know, so it's part of the nature of society that we give such value to things that really are, you know, cultural, as opposed to having any kind of rarity, or, you know, it's not like gold or money.
All right, okay. So I'm going to run something by you, and we continue in a few moments. There's a conspiracy theory attached to all of this, the Swift stuff and other things that seem to be distracting us from the real issues of the day. Let's see what you think about that theory as we continue with Michael. I'm Doug Steffen.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine with Doug Steffen from the Good Day program. We've been doing this for quite a long time. We like getting together every week to discuss the issues of the day, the things that people are talking about, things that matter on News Talk Radio. So here we have at number 8. The problems with strikes. There are rumors, the fellow that I have, probably the best known car reporter now since Click and Clack is a guy named Nick Miles, who says that the UAW behind the scenes is trying to settle, or at least they're close to a settlement, but they seem to have made it clear they don't care whether the strike goes on for another month or two because they got plenty of cars out and they don't want to pay. It's great for their bottom line if they have to pay people to make cars, which seems kind of a cynical way to look at it. But I suppose when the people say business is business, Michael, what do you? And then there's the Kaiser Permanente strike. 75,000 healthcare workers are on strike as we speak, as we do this program at the end of the week at Kaiser Permanente. And so who's getting, how, I'd be more interested in how people that belong to their network are getting treated if all these workers are on strike.
I don't know. I have no idea how that works. I do know, though, from a broad strokes perspective, there is labor unrest in the United States.
Why do you think that is?
It has to do with the economy. It has to do with the disparity between those who have and those who have not. The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. And
is that really true or is that just some slogan?
It's a true slogan.
A true slogan.
Yeah.
Okay. And
come on. I mean, don't you think that people are struggling? Don't you think that the average person in the middle class is having a tougher and tougher time making ends meet while the billionaires and the major corporations are pocketing tons of money in profit and it's not getting to the worker? Don't you see that? Don't you see that?
No, I guess I don't see it that way at all, frankly.
I know you don't, and that's why I'm providing, and that's why I'm providing an alternative, a bit of a counterpoint to your narrative, which is, union workers are causing trouble. They're making it tough on the big companies to make a living.
No, I'm not sure that's my attitude anymore. I'm not sure.
Well, what is your attitude?
That's the way I feel. What I think, well, the two things that we're bringing into the conversation, what really is happening and what people think is happening. And the whole business about unionism and its ups and downs and what they want and what they get and what happens to people who are on the picket line for longer than a week, that's one issue. The rich getting richer doesn't necessarily mean that they're taking the money out of the mouths of babes.
Well, but that's what people think. Well, that's what people think because the money that comes into these companies is a finite amount of wealth and money, and how it's divvied up is the issue.
So but how should it be divvied up? You're Jeff Bezos, and you came up with the idea for Amazon. The guy who works delivering in the truck didn't come up with the idea. He's just working slug for $20 an hour.
So he's a low-life, unimportant human being because he can be replaced by somebody else. And the guy that came up with the idea and uses the public roads and uses the public media and uses the infrastructure and the electricity and the laws to help them operate and protect them and all the other stuff, they have no obligation to humanity.
I didn't say that. But you did a good job there of doing what good talk radio people do, and
that's right.
Pick it apart and twist it around, and but that really isn't what I'm saying. I think all sides deserve more, and it's how we get there. I guess that is the
that the billionaires deserve more?
No, I didn't say that. I just said that it's 28 past the hour, and this is the countdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. Inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed assumed the office. Travis Kelce's mother, Donna Kelce, was cautious about discussing her son's recent connection with Taylor Swift during her appearance on the Today Show Friday morning. She mentioned that the past few weeks have been quite eventful.
Yeah, it's like every week, it's like something new. Like, really? Yeah, I feel like I'm in some kind of an alternate universe.
Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bear linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, has passed away at age...
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion, with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We do this program because there's an urgency every week. We need to find out what really is going on in the news talk radio business. And so that's what we're doing here, going through the list, talking about some of the stories, the impact. So I mentioned a conspiracy theory that seems to be making the rounds, and I'm going to lay it on you. You've probably already heard it, but I would like to have your thoughts on all of these things. Look at the story list this week. We have Taylor Swift, right? We have Hunter Biden. We have Trump's legal battles, and you can pick and choose any number depending on what your head is telling you that are distractions from the reality of what's going on, the reality of what we were talking about regarding prices that people pay for things, what's going on in the economy. That's number 7 this week, by the way, on the story list. But the things that affect us are not the things that seem to be in the main being discussed, things that have no real consequence on our everyday lives. Certainly the economy does, the crime issue does, but what does Taylor Swift have to do with how we live? And Donald Trump and other people who are on this list, who even knows who Letitia James is really, and is that important to most people? The stuff that's being brought about, it kind of reminds me of an Alex Jones show. There's a lot of stuff. But if you're look at what's going on over there, so you won't look at what's going on over there. And so we have this, and there's, I believe, a conspiracy of thought among major newspaper publishers, major networks, radio and television, to distract us from what the real issues are. And then Michael was going to say, well, what are the real issues? It's a pretty good question.
I I find this more of an interesting psychological profile of Doug Steffen in terms of your difficulty in, and I'm not saying this as a
criticism. Don't apologize a bit. No, just go ahead.
You have difficulty in bringing all of the different elements together in the focus of your mind. We have 10 issues here. We have crime and homelessness on it. We have strikes on it. We have the economy and the financial markets. We have international issues, the U.S. aid to Ukraine, the migrant problem, the border wall, the presidential race, the legal battles of a former president who wants to be the next president, a unprecedented situation in the House of Representatives due to the polarization of politics in America with McCarthy. Yes, Hunter Biden weapons charges may not be the most important thing, and Taylor Swift comes under the world of entertainment, but big business. I think this is an incredible diversity of information that is part of the human condition in America in 2023, as reflected on the medium of news talk radio. You always remind me when you talk like this of Casey Kasem doing the American Top 40. And he goes, okay, it's time now for the number 5 song. Why is this song still on the list? Why are people listening to this? Don't they realize that there's classical music? Don't they realize that there's, Tony Bennett? How come we haven't heard him? In other words, this is the top stuff.
This is not a criticism of anything.
No. It is. It's a criticism of the news talk media. I'm not taking it as a criticism of what we do. What we do damn well.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that Taylor Swift should not be talked about?
She's part of the distraction. That's what I'm saying.
What distraction?
The real issue here is the fact that people don't have enough money, as you pointed out a little while ago, to pay their bills. That's a real issue. The things that affect us, the health and well-being of our society, the food that we eat, the things that are being done behind the scenes by 4 corporations. You know, you always tout my American Family Farmer show where you think I have the most passion in any and all of the things that I do. You think
right.
That's the one that I do the best. And
I do.
I call out every week these 4 or 5 major corporations that control the supply of feed, of seed, of food, of drugs.
Okay.
It's all the same cabal.
So why you do that? It's on the radio. It is a subject out there. Why do you have problems balancing that on the forum that talks
because
about
I think I'm alone show. I think I'm alone talking about them. For the most part, I'm by myself talking about
that's
this.
Why I say you're doing such a great job. We should stop doing this show as of now, and we should devote it entirely to
farming. That's right. Okay, there we go. All right, so but I just want to, without being facetious, go to the next to go back to, but yet go ahead, because you asked a very good question about money that people are making. It's more about what the prices are that are being charged for things, like gasoline or all the basic stuff. Who determines the price? Is it you? Is it supply and demand? I think sometimes I thought that was what I was taught in my economics classes, but I don't
know. Well, now you're on to something very important. It's supposed to be determined by competition and the marketplace.
But there isn't any competition anymore.
Well, that's why these SOBs that are running the whole country and pocketing all the money are the bad guys when it comes to the average schlepper who's working for them. And that's why I support the workers.
I'm not
a communist. I'm not even a liberal. I'm just simply saying to you, you're contradicting yourself. This is fun.
I do that all the time. That's what makes it fun.
Okay. Well, but the point is, I have to, for the sake of integrity and my own reputation, I have to call you out on it.
Of course.
Because the people listening to this program are smart people.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't be listening to this program if they weren't smart. Intelligent people.
Right. All right, so let's take one more piece of the pie here. Number 7 this week on the countdown list, the economic realities that we're facing. And if you look at the applications for jobless benefits this week, they have been inching up, even though layoffs are exceedingly low, lower than they've been for decades. More Americans, only a few more applied for jobless claims this week. Layoffs remain low. Labor market continues to show resiliency. And that's because of fill in the blank. Why is it? Are they getting paid more so they want to go back to work? Is it easy to get government money so they don't show up on the lists? Or are the people that have all the money being more generous, paying people more money, getting back to work?
Well, your question is rhetorical, and your question brings up some things to think about. It could be all of that. It could be some of that. If I had all the answers to these questions, I'd be another, you know, bloviating jerk on the radio thinking that because he has a microphone, he has a brain. And, you know, I'm just not going to do that.
The current situation on talk radio does belie that fact in certain circumstances. That's for sure. All right. Let's talk about Trump endorsing Jim Jordan for House Speaker. Jim Jordan is number 5 on the list. He and Steve Scalise. Is it Scalise or Scalise? How do we pronounce that?
I'm not sure.
So Scalise's got cancer and doesn't look like he'd be a great choice, even though a lot of people seem to like him. Jim Jordan is blessed by Trump. So does that mean he's the automatic victor here?
Oh, Trump wants to be a kingmaker. Trump, you know, how about the thought that some people think Trump could have been appointed as the Speaker of the House?
That's the weirdest thing.
Which it yet could happen. You don't have to be a Congress.
No, you don't.
And to do that. Yeah. But so what is your question? Is Jim Jordan a shoo-in because of Trump's endorsements?
Yeah, you can interpret what I said that way, I guess.
Ain't that going to be interesting to find out?
Mm-hmm.
That's either another victory for Trump, which of course would throw the House into further chaos, because Jim Jordan is an extremely polarizing figure in the heart of the MAGA movement. And if he doesn't get it now, that would be a defeat for Trump in terms of the influence he has over his own party, which is in control or is out of control due to their own endeavors.
I think that's a great question brought up by number 9 on the people list, the presidential candidates. They've been very quiet this week about all of this. The only one who's been making a lot of noise about it is Trump. And that's because he's inserted himself into the discussion in his usual method. And so not even the thing here's one of the conspiracy. This is a story that sort of edges into the conspiratorial wave that I was talking about. Ramaswamy was making a stop in Iowa, a political stop. I didn't see, and Jennifer Horn said this earlier on the Talk Radio Review. She does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Nobody has talked about the fact that after Ramaswamy left the appointment that he had this past week in Iowa, his car was rammed by people who like Trump and don't like him. And the car was attacked. And no, but let's find some coverage of that someplace. You won't find it. I dug it out of some obscure site that I use for finding things that nobody else talks about. So that's what I sort of was thinking when I said to you, well, over there, let's look over here so we don't have to look over there. That's a story that has huge implications, it seems to me. How these people are going to be afraid to go out and campaign if the Trumpers are going to go chase them around and ram their car.
Well, this is a very scary prospect, and it's what's happening. There's increased rhetoric that leads to violence, and that's being talked about. That's being talked about in terms of the whole debate from the perspective of the anti-Trumpers and the pro-Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
And the anti-Trumpers are saying is that his rhetoric for a powerful person who holds sway with millions of people, many of whom are described by others as fanatic. I'm not saying they are. They're described as such. And the whole January 6th story is based upon this premise that we're getting into an age of dangerous rhetoric that could lead to civic violence. That's got people concerned, and it's being talked about every single day. Maybe the Ramaswamy incident didn't get the kind of coverage you thought it should, but it's just part of a bigger array of stories that people are concerned about. District attorneys being threatened, clerks being threatened
by Trump.
by Trump.
Right. Jesus. Hey. Ah. All right, I'm looking at a response. We have questions that we post every week on our Good Day Network's websites. The social media handle is at Good Day Networks for everybody. One of the questions was McCarthy getting booted out. What happened? Here's a fellow named Scott who said the Democrats did not torpedo McCarthy. Gates and the Republicans did. I find that hard for somebody to actually swallow. The fact that Gates didn't bring the Democrats in, and the Democrats were happy to screw up whatever they could for the Republicans. How obvious is that? And yet, some people refuse because they're loyal Democrats. And it wasn't the Democrats who did it. Gates engineered it. Yeah, but they went along for the ride. Yes,
well,
no?
Well, I mean, it's common sense indicates that it is that McCarthy is no friend of the Democrats, and that this is an internal
right.
GOP problem, and because all's fair in love and war, this is political warfare. Let them all drown is the perspective of the Democrats.
Or let them eat cake, right?
Yeah, let them drown. Exactly.
All right, Michael, we've done a fine job here. Stephen J.J. Wiseman up next here on The Countdown. People list now on The Countdown. I said before when I was going through the story list, Taylor Swift is at number 10. The Swifties are loving all the activity and the focus on her. Number 9, all of the presidential candidates come into focus, and so that's why we have them listed together at 9. Number 8, Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein are... they're for different reasons, they're put together on the list. Hunter Biden is at 7. Letitia James is at 6. Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise are the people that are trying to replace Kevin McCarthy, so they're together at number 5. Matt Gaetz. Ugh. That's my editorial comment. Number 3 is Trump. Number 2, let's see, we have 2 Bidens on the people list. Hunter is at 7 and Joe is at 2. And Kevin McCarthy is at number 1 this week. That's the people list, according to the tabulations and the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number 1 pharmacist recommended memory support brand for the 5th year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, that's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you. And coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is. And you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website. And then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and save big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free. 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com. Talk Radio Countdown Show, the charts for this past week, the week of first week of October, October 2nd to the 6th. Story list from Talkers Magazine. They do all the research, and we talk about it on the Countdown and the Talk Radio Review. At number 10, Taylor Swift. She's at number 10 on both the people list and the story list. At number 9, crime. Number 8, strikes. Number 7, the economy. Number 6, Hunter Biden and the latest charges against him. Number 5, the focus on the Ukraine. Let's see. Number 4, the situation with all these migrants wandering all over the country. Number three, the presidential race. Number two, Mr. Trump and his legal problems. And number one, if you've heard all of the nine, so hello. Number one this week is McCarthy being booted as Speaker of the House. That's the number one. I can understand that, and probably you can too if you're a follower of fashion and news talk radio, and that's what this program is all about. So that's number one on the story list here this week. I'm Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here now with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is an attorney of some note. He is a college professor of some note. And he also sings in a choir, which, of course, requires more than one note.
Pretty good.
There we go. Bing, 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 boom, boom. Okay. So the legal aspects of some of the things that are on the story list this week, I don't know if we can say any more. Most every week we've talked about the legal battles of the former president. There's always a new wrinkle, but is it worth spending any time on? That's the question.
Yeah, I mean, the stories are pretty much the same. One of the things that was kind of interesting to me this week was at the civil action in Manhattan, which really does have a tremendous possible effect on his businesses. He could be banned from doing any business in New York and have to sell off his assets there. Trump seemed to be complaining because he didn't have a jury. And this was his choice and his lawyer's choice. So it seemed like there were some people were reporting that Trump was arguing with his lawyers about it. I always wondered why they did that, but I think there was a concern on the lawyer's part that their best chance on this thing was on just precise little legal grounds that perhaps a jury might not be as susceptible to. But other than that, it's, there's just more that keeps coming out, but it is pretty much the same stuff.
All right. Is that the case, the Hunter Biden weapons charges, number six this week on the countdown? Is there really anything new there, or are we just rehashing old stuff?
No. totally rehashing old stuff. And as a matter of fact, you know, Hunter Biden got treated better. In point of fact, you can't point to a single case where the offense of which Biden is accused, not being candid about having the drug use when he was getting his gun, no law enforcement ever brings charges just on that. They bring that when someone has then later committed a crime. So did he commit a crime? It would appear so. Is he being treated differently? You're darn right he's being treated differently. He's being treated more harshly. So it's pretty much a political matter, and it'll make its way through the courts, and he'll get convicted.
Most people, well, that's what they say about Trump, too, and all the stuff. Something's going to stick.
Much more serious, though.
Trump,
I mean, really is. And I think the fact that we just get overwhelmed with it because there's just so much. But it is very, very serious stuff threatening democracy. So I'd like to see the courts do their job.
Well, the thing is that there are conspiratorial theories floating around that things like the Hunter Biden weapons charge is meant as a distraction, and it only appears that those stories are covered on the right of center stations and newspapers and stuff because they want to distract from all the charges against Trump. Whether that's true or it isn't.
I think, I wouldn't necessarily call it a conspiracy, but I certainly think that the idea of bringing charges and trying to equate them is something that political opponents would do. And, hey, may not be ethical to do, but since when did ethics have much to do with politics?
Well, especially when you look at what happened this week, there's nothing illegal about throwing McCarthy out as Speaker. But the people who have been behind it, focus my ire on Matt Gaetz, who's number four on the people list this week. I have no use for him, but...
No, me neither.
He didn't do anything illegal, at least there, but there are a lot of people who think he's done other illegal stuff, and he shouldn't be where he is in the first place.
You know something? Let's put a pox on all of them there, and I agree with you there. In my white-collar crime class, we were talking about insider trading. The insider trading that goes on by senators and congressmen where they get inside information about what's going to be happening with companies and what's going to happen to affect companies, and they make millions, and they get away with it. We have a law, and it was interesting, the law called the Stock Act to limit their insider trading came in when the public first became aware of it after a 60 Minutes piece. But the law is not effectual, and now there are people in Congress trying to get blind trust or no stock. But here's something that is just so unethical by all of them there.
Mm. Pretty interesting, isn't it, though, when we got to pay the piper in some way, shape, or form. How that takes place, I guess, remains to be seen. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here, a great attorney, and also the founder of the website Scamicide.com on the Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.